This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Even in a time of high-tech wars, soldiers depend on basic skills, and there may be none more basic than those needed to survive in the wilderness. To improve its survival training, the Army recently began sending Special Forces trainers to rural Kansas to visit John McPherson. NPR's Greg Allen reports on a modern-day mountain man.
To get to John McPherson Survival School, you head west from Kansas City for 140 miles, and back in time, more than a century. McPherson moved here in the heart of the Kansas Flint Hills nearly 30 years ago. He was a Vietnam vet who'd already spent years learning to tan skins in the Indian fashion, in setting traps, and in making fire. Now he was ready to put those skills to use.
I wanted to live the life. I didn't want to play it. And if I had a job, do it on weekends or after work, that's playing. When I moved out here, my goal was to move out here and live self-reliant.
On this rocky, wooded area overlooking a state park, McPherson built a log home using some of the native cedars that grow nearby. The only electricity from rooftop solar panels powers his computers and video equipment. Most of his light comes from kerosene lamps, his heat from wood stoves. It was the mid-1970s when McPherson took the back-to-the-land movement to a new level. He began studying the skills necessary for surviving in the wilderness, making sharp stone tools, for example, a skill called flint knapping. He says another necessary skill is making containers.
What are you going to carry water in the woods? The simplest and most basic that we teach is an animal skin, or parts of that animal, internal organs. You get a little sack around the heart that's waterproof. You get the bladder that's waterproof. The stomach itself is waterproof.
Nearly 20 years ago, McPherson and his wife, Jerry, began writing how-to books detailing some of their first-hand knowledge. Those books, and later videos, brought them notoriety among people who study primitive survival. Included in that group are the Green Berets. Last year, McPherson got a call from a major at the Army Special Forces SEER School near Fort Bragg, North Carolina. SEER stands for Survival, Evasion, Resistance, and Escape. The Army began sending teachers here to spend 2 weeks practicing basic survival skills. John McPherson says the training he provides is more in-depth than what the Army teaches.
They have a limited period of time to teach all survival, making compasses and using parachute cord and taking steel, making sharp edges. A lot of this we don't touch on. We touch how to go out in the woods with absolutely nothing and create a lifestyle.
It's an overcast day, windy and damp, in the clearing in front of McPherson's log cabin. Don McKay, one of the trainers from the Army's SEER School, is huddled over a broad cedar log, blowing through a hollow reed.
What we're doing is putting hot coals in here, and then we blow air into it, which heats up the good burning portions, and it just keeps burning down in.
He's making a cook pot. Later, he'll add water, meat, and hot rocks to make soup. A few feet away, another survival teacher from Fort Bragg is making fire without matches. Scott Salter is using a small bow to spin a wooden stick mounted on a cedar plank.
Basically, it just starts smoking here. Once it starts smoking pretty good, you keep going. A lot of times you'll notice the black dust coming out there. Pretty good indicator that you get a coal off of it.
A wisp of smoke spirals up from the plank. Salter scoops a few red cinders into a prepared nest of cedar shavings. Soon, he has a full-fledged fire. It's a Boy Scout trick, but one that Salter and McKay have been practicing all week, even in the rain. Don McKay says it's improving his skills as a survival trainer.
It's one thing to tell them how to do a hand drill, but it's another thing to be able to sit there and show them. Our ability in the pouring rain, and we did it in the hail yesterday, to be able to make the fire with wet wood and nothing being perfect, that we can sit there and tell the students it works and show them how it works.
Over the years, John McPherson says he's taught survival skills to all kinds of people, but it was almost always in the abstract, skills they could use when they wanted, not because their lives depended on it. This, he says, is different.
And this is real. These people are talking life and death. They're not talking plague. And this is important.
After more than three decades of studying primitive survival, John McPherson is proud that the U.S. Army has come calling. He says his ultimate satisfaction would be knowing that the skills he teaches helped save someone's life. Greg Allen, NPR News.